On Gold Mountain by Lisa C. This book is read by Kate Redding. Fooling around in the papers my grandparents, especially my grandmother, left behind, I get glimpses of lives close to mine, related to mine in ways I recognize but don't completely comprehend. I'd like to live in their clothes a while. Wallace Stegner, Angle of Repose. Foreword. Fong Si, my great-grandfather, left China in 1871 as a youngster, found prosperity on the Gold Mountain, the Chinese name for the United States, and lived to reach his 100th birthday. Rising out of a mass of nameless Asian immigrants, he became one of the richest and most prominent Chinese in the country. He lured customers into his Asian art store by selling tickets to see a stuffed mermaid. He loved money and had a childlike enthusiasm for fancy cars. He also had a way with women. My family always knew that Fong Si had two wives. The marriage between Fong Si and Letaisi Pruitt, my Caucasian great-grandmother, would go on to establish the Si name. The second wife, a Chinese waif who had supported herself making firecrackers, was only 16 when she married my great-grandfather, who was 64 at the time. This family always lived under the name of Fong. Altogether, Fong Si sired 12 children, 5 Eurasian, 7 Chinese, the last born when he was in his late 80s. This is the story of the Sis and the Fongs and how they assimilated into America. As a child, I spent frequent weekends and most of my summer vacations with my paternal grandparents in Chinatown. We would pass through a moon gate guarded by 2 huge stone lions.